All right, an exciting week for our team, playing an undefeated team that has Super Bowl aspirations in Minnesota on Monday Night Football on their home turf. It all starts with their defense. They have a great defense. It's sound. It's fast. It's very multiple. It challenges you in many ways. They have a nice blend of youth and veteran leadership in all three areas of the defense, the D-line, the linebackers, and the defensive backs. Griffin, Joseph, Barr, and Smith are all playing at an elite level for them. And they challenge you with their coverages and their mixture of coverages and getting after the quarterback. Offensively, it's a gritty group. They've been challenged by injuries of late. Bradford's done a nice job coming in and getting acclimated to their system. Diggs and Rudolph are excellent playmakers for them. And, you know, they have a stable of backs who've done a nice job filling in for AP. Special teams-wise, they're an opportunistic unit. They've had 11 touchdowns in the last five seasons. Two returners in Sherrills and Patterson that put a lump in your throat. And Thielen is a very good core player for them. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, Matt Burhage undergoing concussion protocol. What's the plan now with the safety position kind of depleted at this point with only two healthy players?
Well, the plan is the face has changed, but the expectations stay the same. So, next man up.
You're running out of men, though. We
cross-train a lot of players here, so they'll have an opportunity to contribute.
So who is the next man up then?
We're going to take a look at that. We have a bunch of guys who stepped in today and some guys on offense who contributed as well.
Some guys on offense contributed on defense?
Mm-hmm. And have you done any studies on the noise level in that building since the new building? Is there anything you can take away that you might have to do differently from, say, a different indoor facility?
It's going to be loud. I'm sure it's not going to be much louder than the Metrodome. I don't know if you can get any louder than that building there. But, you know, we're going to crank up the noise in here. We're going to work through the communications on special teams and on offense. That'll be a big part of the game for us. And we need to really treat the silent count this week like it's another play, another scheme in the offense.
What kind of qualifications do you look for from an offensive player who you might recruit to defense?
Tackling.
Somebody has a history there, maybe?
Somebody has a history there and someone who can contribute as a tackler and step up if need be.
How do you know if they can, though? You don't see them very often tackling your offensive guys.
They're on special teams, they do every day.
Ben, as an offensive play forward, how do you deal with a team that seems to be as positive as you like to go?
Well, we're going to play our game. We have confidence. We have confidence as an offense that we're going to be able to move the ball and put points on the board, and we're going to play our game. We're not going to back down from anybody.
Is there any scenario you'd play Odell at safety?
Never say never.
Coach, you faced the Vikings in a game this past December, and obviously it didn't go the way you wanted. What's the biggest difference between the Vikings team you saw in December and the Vikings team you're going to see on Monday, save for all the injuries, of course?
I think they picked up right where they left off at the end of last season. They're a good team. They've had some injuries on the offensive side of the ball. They played through them. They acquired one heck of a quarterback, and you know, he's come in and done a nice job for them.
Ben, how much further along is Rashad from last week with the thumb, and do you think he can give himself a shot to be available Monday?
Yeah, I think he's going to give himself a shot on Monday night. He makes progress every day. He looked good today. He looked better than he did last week already.
What do you need to see?
At that position, you have to be able to protect yourself, protect the ball, and protect the quarterback. Yeah, I mean, they have a variety of ways to get after you, whether it's schematically, whether it's just winning the one-on-one up front, and their back end and their front end play well together.
Ben, it's been, I think, the fourth week now with Robert Thomas out. Is he any closer to being back?
Yes. He's getting work this week, not on the practice field, but he's getting some work this week, and hopefully next week we'll have a chance to see him out here on the practice field.
So his illness is over?
He's recovering.
OV hurt his wrist as he injured it on the sack, it looked like.
OV seemed fine today.
Is it too early for you to have a sense yet of how your team has responded to their first adversity of the season?
No, we had a great day of practice today. We had productive meetings yesterday. Built them up yesterday. Got to work today at acclimation phase. Tomorrow is tomorrow's a big day for us with the pads on, and can't wait to get them out here and get going. But we had great energy. Got a lot of work done today. Fast practice.
Is there anything that you change in your approach coming off a loss, or do you just sort of plow ahead to the next game?
No, I'm going to be the same guy I always am.
You change anything for Monday night aside from just pushing the schedule back and trying to do anything differently?
We do some things differently on the front end and on the back end after a Monday night game, especially playing on the road in another night game later on in the week next week. But we'll make some adjustments.
You sense that Odell is past where he needs to be in terms of managing his emotions? Is it a work in progress where you're just going to have to take it week by week?
No, listen, Odell works hard. He works his tail off. He worked his tail off again today. Winning's important to him. His teammates are important to him. The Giants are important to him. And just like everybody else in the locker room, we want to be our best when our best is needed. And he's been that for us. It was no factor in the outcome of the game by any way, shape, or form. And we're moving on.
What's your reaction to a few teammates saying he wasn't a distraction on Sunday?
That's fine. That's my reaction.
Did you feel a need to talk to Odell this week about that?
We'll keep those conversations private.
Then there was a report that Odell is one penalty away from being suspended by the NFL. Has the league notified you of that? Are you aware of anything like that?
I'm not aware of anything like that, no.
Were you all right with the way that it was handled with him before the game? Him and Josh said that the officials came to them, basically said one strike and you're out kind of deal.
I feel the officials had to come out and make a statement and do what they needed to do to feel that they had to keep the game in check. And whatever they needed to do to keep the game in check, I'm fine with.
How much do you expect him to kind of face that going forward as well? You know, a lot of eyes are obviously on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have cameras on him all the time. That's part of it. It's part of being a great player in this league and all the attention that he's going to get. And we just need to keep the main thing the main thing.
Do you expect Eli Apple or DRC on the practice field tomorrow, practicing?
So we'll know when we wake up tomorrow. They got some work with the trainers today. We'll see how they respond.
Do you need guys to get into practice in order to be able to get in a game? I mean, a guy like DRC is a veteran, but does he have to get on the practice field? Is that like a mandatory thing for how you work?
No.
Why not?
He's played a lot of football.
Ben, do you think your pass rush has been sufficient?
I think our pass rush gets better each day. It depends on who you play, how quickly they get the ball out, and how they protect.
Ben, would you characterize this game as the greatest challenge for your offensive line, given the fact, you know, what the Vikings have up front?
It's going to be a challenge for our offensive line. It's going to be a challenge for the backs, too, and the tight ends. Just the way they play on defense and how they challenge you, it's going to be a huge challenge for our offense, but we'll be ready to handle it.
Do you feel confident that you will go into the game and be able to play the game, you know, being able to call the game the way you want and that Eli won't be under too much duress?
Absolutely.
Do you ever feel, you know, going into a game not that way? You know, I mean, you always kind of feel that.
No, I always have confidence in these players. The way they prepare is a huge part of that confidence.
Back to the practice question, would Eli Apple be different than DRC?
No.
Ben, could I just ask you about Doran Grant? Obviously, a draft pick from last year. You guys pick him up, sign him in a practice squad. What do you see in him? And you see a kind of guy that you think could challenge for an active roster spot?
You know, we had a lot of practice squad guys today who came out and really practiced their butt off. We were down some players today. A lot of guys went both ways. He was out here working hard, and it was encouraging to see. Good first step for him.
You have him listed as a DB. I mean, he's played primarily corner. Do you see him as a corner safety guy? Or?
We're going to have to train as many guys as we can both ways.
So when you say offense guys working defense, I know you're probably not going to name them. Are you talking practice squad guys or guys on the 53?
Yes.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.